WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Here's one of those terms that has one meaning in the world, but a different one in meteorology. The term gate is used to denote a Doppler radar's pixel or resolution in which a unit percentage of the radar's energy is concentrated. Actually, the term should more precisely be range gate, which is defined as the discrete point in range along a single radial of radar data at which the received signal is sampled. Now, range gates are typically spaced at 100 to 1,000 meter intervals. A radial of radar data, what we might call the beam, is composed of successive range gates out to the maximum unambiguous range of the radar. As the radar beam spreads out, the same unit percentage of energy takes up a larger area as the beam moves away from the radar. Thus, a gate is larger the further one moves from the radar along a radial. Because of this, the resolution of radar data decreases with distance from the radar. Range gates become larger as the distance from the radar increases, since the beam is expanding as it moves away from the source. Large range gates result in less resolution. This means that storms near the outer edge of a radar are actually smaller than shown by radar because of beam filling issues. Since the radar beam travels in nearly a straight line, this also means that storms near the edge of the radar are being sampled at a higher elevation than the storms close to radar. Another way to look at this is to picture two computer images, one crisp and sharp, and the other grainy. The crisp one represents radar data close to the radar, while the grainy one has larger pixels and poorer resolution, representing data farther from the radar. The consequence of having larger range gates results in an overestimation of the aerial extent of rainfall. The value of the energy, or dBz, in a range gate represents the average dBz within that range gate. Also, the entire range gate must be filled with a dBz value. In actuality, precipitation may only be occurring in part of the range gate. Since every range gate must be filled that has reflectivity coming from it, this causes the area that the precipitation covers to be larger on radar than in actuality. This error increases with distance from the radar. In situations where only part of the range gate is filled, the reflectivity will be lower in that range gate than is occurring in actuality. The reflectivity will be lower because the reflectivity must be averaged over the entire range gate. As range gates increase in size, it becomes increasingly more likely that only part of that range gate is being filled with precipitation. Bet you never knew a gate could be so complex. Weather questions? Drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.